And it looks like we have Austin joining us now. If you do have a question for Austin, go ahead and raise your hand and we'll get you in line. We are now joined by Austin Dillon. Austin, can you copy?
Yeah, you got me?
Yeah, we hear you loud and clear. Could you just walk us through your view of today's race and where you see yourself going forward as we advance here in the playoffs?
I just got into every wreck possible today. Just wrong place, wrong time most of the day. And going into the playoffs, you know, I mean, you got Robo left. We just need a little help from some of these guys, and we got to help ourselves some as well. But can't thank my Bass Pro Shops number 3 team. They've done a great job fixing damage the last 2 weeks and parts that have failed. We've changed an oil cooler, only lost 2 laps. And then last week we knocked those belts off, lost 8. I don't know how you do that. It's just impressive. The communication's great. So, unfortunate last 2 weeks, not what we wanted in this round, but we'll move on.
Okay, we're going to open up the questions. We're going to take our first question from Stephen Conley. Go ahead with your question, Stephen.
Austin, with the Roval next week, how confident are you in your road course program, and how much are you going to rely on the Daytona road course going into next week?
Well, a lot. You know, what Kaz did there was he did a really good job, and we'll try and use that same setup moving forward. See what we can do. You know, I mean, it's not been the greatest place for us, but we're going to work hard, stay on track, see what we can come out with.
Thank you.
Okay, our next question will come from Matthew Mayer. Go ahead with your question, Matthew.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
Doing good, man. I wanted to give you an opportunity to expand on one of the tweets you sent out earlier this week. You watched The Social Dilemma. Want to get your thoughts on that whole thing and how it impacts you as an athlete in sports.
Yeah, thanks for the question. You know, I mean, it's a crazy documentary. You need to watch it. It's as having a kid, just had a kid, my first kid, and thinking about the future and what they're going to have to go through. And I've already know what we have to go through as athletes, how you have to act and, you know, it's hard, you know what I mean? Political differences, all the stuff that I want my son to be able to be raised like I was and be able to just hang out and have a good time and be able to not be socially awkward with without a phone in his hand. You know what I mean? I want him to be able to enjoy the outdoors and opened up a lot in my mind to think about as a kid how I was without a phone and just, you know, moving forward, how can I use social media for what it's good for and not be addicted to my phone for reasons that just take away from everyday life.
Thanks, man.
Thanks.
Austin, Daniel McFadden from NBC submitted the following question. Do you think that the double line rule should be done away with or altered?
The double wide rule.
The double yellow line rule.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I don't know. I mean, that's hard. I'll let NASCAR officials come up with that one. I didn't think he advanced until he got back onto the track, and that's how I read it. If you advance your position, you lose that. I don't know. I haven't really seen a good replay, but I think they'll probably make the right call in the end.
Good deal. Our next question will come from Bob Pockers. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Austin, they reduced horsepower since the 500. We saw a lot of wrecks today. We saw a couple of cars in the air, but nothing maybe as violent in the past. And I'm curious if you feel like the changes, just slightly less horsepower and no aero ducts, contributed either way in those wrecks.
Yeah, I don't know, man. We wreck a lot at all these speedways, and it's part of it. I do feel like we've had better packages than others at certain points in time in my career. I'd have to go back and really study in which ones I like the best, but I don't know about this one. This hasn't been that much fun.
Thank you.
Good deal. Well, Austin, thank you for taking the time to join us. Make sure your seat back and tray table's in the upright position, and safe travels back to Charlotte, buddy.
Thanks. Pop-Pop's already drinking wine.
Good deal.
Cheers. Who was talking to? Good deal. Cheers, man. RC.
Absolutely. Take care now. Yep. And that will conclude our broadcast day here on this Zero Moon. You are more than free to join our primary Zoom room. We'll have our winner, Denny Hamlin, joining us shortly. So thanks again for joining us, and take care now.